My name is Tina.
And my name is Matt. Recently, I wasn't feeling very well, and so I had to stay home because, well, I didn't want other people to get sick because, like we're going to learn today, the company may not be able to open if too many people get sick.
所以我们今天首先要谈到的主题呢，就是跟所谓的 a flu epidemic 有关系，也就是所谓的流行性感冒。那我们最近啊，最热门的话题大概就是所谓的 bird flu。那到底这个禽流感会不会对我们人类造成很大的影响？而这些企业又做好了准备了吗？这就是我们今天的第一段文章。那第二段文章呢，就是所谓的 credit card. So how many credit cards do you have?
I have only one credit card finally, but it's taken me a long time to get that money.
哦，所以呢 ,Matt 老师只有一张信用卡，不过啊，他也是呢，走了很长的一段路，最后只剩下一张，可见呢，我们都要遵节开支。好，我们就来看看今天的文章，请 Matt 老师先帮我们念过一次。
Is business ready for a flu epidemic? In today's world economy, most businesses would be drastically affected by an influenza epidemic. Should it happen, the international workforce would decline. This would do great damage to the world economy. In recent surveys, a good number of companies reported that they were little prepared.A few companies, however, are scrambling to deal with the threat of an outbreak. Their plans include measures allowing employees to work at home and dividing a workplace into several smaller ones. While for most companies little has been done, everyone agrees that when it comes to business, an influenza epidemic is nothing to sneeze at. Tackling bad debt. For many years,Taiwan has been trying to cope with the problem of so-called card slaves. They are people who have maxed out their credit cards and who are unable to pay them back. As of January this year, the total credit card and cash card debts in Taiwan were NT$493.4 billion and NT$298.2 billion, respectively.The delinquency ratio, though not as high as the 2002 figure of 12%, is currently at 7%. The government is taking steps to solve Taiwan's serious consumer debt problem, changing bankruptcy law, and cutting by half the annual interest rate are some of the options that are being considered.
多看一些时事的英文啊，除了呢增加同学的阅读能力之外，其实有时候我们在写作呢，也是要跟这些时事有关的英文，所以多练习、多看、多听、多写，绝对是没有错的。所以我们就先进行今天的第一个主题 ：Is business ready for a flu epidemic?
I certainly hope so, because an epidemic is something that affects everybody.And we're talking here about the flu. So a flu epidemic would mean somebody gets it, then everybody starts getting it. And that's what today's first story is talking about.
所以我们的主题看到的就是这个 a flu epidemic, 就是所谓的流行性感冒。为什么会这么严重呢？当然了，是因为它有传染性的。那么传染性的，我们就可以用到这个形容词 infectious, I-N-F-E-C-T-I-O-U-S。另外一个常用的呢，叫做 contagious, C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-U-S。就是因为呢，他们是 infectious and contagious, 所以才造成大家会那么害怕有这样子疾病的产生。
In today's world economy, most businesses would be drastically affected by an influenza epidemic.Now, this is what the problem is, because it's saying in today's world economy, so our economy today, and not just here in Taiwan, but everywhere around the world, most businesses would be drastically affected. Now, if something is drastically changed, that means there was a big change. These aren't minor or small changes that are going to happen, and that means that there's going to be a big problem.And what we're worried about is this influenza epidemic, the flu, getting everybody sick.
所以呢，所谓的 influenza 也就是我们简称的就是 flu。 所以从今日世界的经济来看呢， most businesses 大部分的企业 would be drastically affected。 我们首先来看看这个副词 drastically 可以解释成为大幅的、激烈的，会大幅的受到影响。 affect 动词解释成为影响，另外一个名词 effectEFFECT 当作名词解释成为效果效用，所以我们常常讲到啦，这种疫区或者是灾区受到地震所影响的区域就叫做 the affected areas.
Should it happen, should we have this influenza epidemic, the international workforce would decline. So like we said in the first sentence, there would be a drastic change or drastically affected.And this is what it is, the international workforce. And the workforce are all the people everywhere that go to work and make our economy keep moving. Well, this international workforce would decline. That means it would go down. The opposite of decline is incline, which would be going up. But here, we would see it fall. That means not many people would be coming to work.
这一句的开头是用助动词开头，不过它并不是一个疑问句，而是一个假设语气。Should it happen? 其实呢，原来是解释成为 if it should happen。这个 should 呢，我们不要解释成为应该，而是解释成为万一，也就是相当不可能发生。但是万一真的发生的话呢 ，the international workforce。workforce 指的呢，就是全国或者是全世界的劳动力。Would decline. Decline 在这里呢，解释成为减少或者是衰退。同样的，也可以用来当作是名词。所以如果我们说 something is on the decline, 也就是说某个东西正在下降当中。另外 decline 当作动词呢，也可以解释成为拒绝。所以呢，我们有时候拒绝别人的帮助，我们就可以讲 decline an offer.
This would do great damage to the world economy. So this...drastic decline, this big problem, would do great damage to the world economy, and this is not good because if we do damage to something, that means we kind of ruin it. If we don't exercise and we don't eat healthy and we drink and smoke, we do damage to our bodies. Well, in the same way, not having people to work would do damage to the world economy because there would be no one to ship products and take products and sell things and make things. And this would definitely be a problem.
对了，所以当我们说对什么东西造成伤害，我们就可以用这个片语啦 do damage to, 或者用另外一个动词 cause damage to.
In recent surveys,A good number of companies reported that they were little prepared. Now, this is not good news because a good number of companies, which means there are many of them, this isn't a small number, it's a good number, probably the majority of companies have reported that they were not prepared, they were little prepared.
Okay, 所以在这里我们看到的 a good number of,后面加的是一个复数可数名词，其实就是 a lot of 的意思。那么相对于它呢，如果后面加的是单数不可数的名词，我们可能用的就是 a large amount of, A-M-O-U-N-T。所以呢 ,a good number of companies reported, 他们呢报道说呢 ,they were little prepared。Prepare 这个字当作动词当然是准备的意思，那你让自己准备好来应付什么事情，我们就会说 prepare oneself for。 所以在这里用人当作主词，我们常常用被动来讲到呢 someone is prepared， 表示某人已经准备好的。
You know, living in Florida, I know from personal experience that many people aren't prepared for bad weather either, so it's good to be prepared. But the next sentence has a however in it, which means there's something different happening, and these are a few companies scrambling to deal with the threat of an outbreak. So although the good number of companies are not prepared,There are a few who, well, they're not actually ready yet, but they're scrambling to get ready. Because when we scramble, that means we hurry up and do as much as we can in the time we have. Usually, at the end of a sports game, maybe, people start scrambling to just try to find some points, doing anything possible to get the basket in the hoop, for example, talking about basketball. Well, here, these people are running around kind of crazy trying to deal with this threat, and the threat is the outbreak or the epidemic of the flu.
所以这里的动词 scramble 本来有攀爬或者是争夺竞争，所以当我们在很短的时间内想要努力的去做什么事情，我们就可以用 scramble 这个字。所以在这里有个语气的转成词叫做 however， 当 however 出现的时候，就代表跟前面的语气呢是来个180度的大转弯。所以然而有一些公司呢正努力的来 deal with 处理 the threat of an outbreak。 这里讲到的 outbreak 用来当作是名词，专门指的是战争或者是疾病的爆发。那当然我们要把它当作动词片语的时候，分开来就可以讲说 break out。
That's right. Now if working from home sounds good to you, you're going to like the plans these people are coming up withBecause their plans include measures allowing employees to work at home. When we take measures for something, we take steps to fix the problem or prevent the problem from happening. And one of the things these few companies are doing is coming up with plans to allow their employees to work at home and maybe use email to send stuff back and forth. And they're also dividing the workplace into several smaller ones.And this could be so that not a lot of people are together. And that way, if somebody is sick and they come to work, well, they're not going to get everybody else sick with them. Or maybe they're just going to have smaller offices so that people don't have to travel as far to go to one place. I'm not sure, but these are the things or the measures these few companies are taking to prevent the outbreak.
这里的 measures 当作是名词，解释成为措施、方法。所以这些计划包括了以下的措施，我们用两个分词片语 and 来连接。首先是 allowing employees to work at home， allow someone to do something， 允许某人去做什么事情，可以让你被雇佣的这些人在家工作。And dividing into, 把这个工作的场所分割为 several smaller ones. 这里的 ones 就是代表前面的名词 workplaces.
That's right. And now this final sentence ends with this kind of funny phrase. It says, well, for most companies, little has been done. We've been talking about that now. Many companies don't have a plan yet.But everyone agrees that when it comes to business, an influenza epidemic is nothing to sneeze at. And that's the phrase I'm talking about. Because when we sneeze at something, that means we ignore it or we don't take it seriously. And not taking the influenza epidemic seriously is going to be bad, bad news for anybody's business.
在这里 while 当作连接词。While for most companies, little has been done. 这里的 while 解释成为尽管虽然呢，对大多数的公司来讲 ,little, 这里是主词当作名词，没有做太多的事情。Everyone agrees that when it comes to business, when it comes to, 后面接的是名词，那么碰到动词的时候不要忘记加上 ing。所以当一谈到这个气焰的话呢 ,an influenza epidemic is nothing to sneeze at. 当我们说呢这个东西 not to be sneezed at, 也就是比较口语的用法，只是成为不可轻视的，也就是叫你要认真考虑的咯。好，今天的第一段先到这里，我们先休息一下，等一下再回来。
Welcome back, English Digest listeners. Tina and I have just finished talking about how being unprepared for a flu epidemic is going to be very bad for anybody who's in business. But now we're going to move on to another article, and this is close to home. It's talking about Taiwan, and it's called Tackling Bad Debt. Now, this word tackling is often used in the sports world, especially with American football and rugby, because when somebody has the ball and they're going to score, well, the other team doesn't want that to happen, so they have to tackle that person to prevent them from scoring. And when they tackle them, it means they grab them and throw them on the ground and stop whatever is going to happen. And what's going to happen in sports is points against your team. Well, when we tackle bad credit, it's the same thing. We grab it and we stop it from happening. And that's what this article is going to talk about.
Matt 老师刚刚就在解释 tackle 这个字 T-A-C-K-L-E 原来最常用到的呢就是在运动场上尤其讲到所谓的美式足球 American football 或者是橄榄球 rugby R-U-G-B-Y这些呢都是常常用到的术语譬如说啦当某个人呢球员抱住球想要得分用 score S-C-O-R-E 这个字那当然另外一队的队员想要阻止他这个时候就会从后面或是旁边呢来阻挡抱住这个球员然后呢从他的手中把球抢走这样的动作就叫做 tackling 或者是动词 tackle 所以延伸过来呢当我们想要处理或是对付难题的时候就可以用 tackle 这个动词所以当我们说 tackle somebody about something 就是为了解决难题与某人交涉好那我们就来看看到底要怎么样才能够 tackling bad debt
For many years, Taiwan has been trying to cope with the problem of so-called card slaves So this isn't a new problem, it's been happening for many years And the problem is this bad credit and these so-called people card slaves And when we say the so-called car slaves, it's like giving them a nickname. Some people call them this because they're not really card slaves. They're not slaves to credit cards, but it seems like it sometimes because they can't stop using them. Well, Taiwan has been trying to cope with this problem, which means they've been trying to find an answer and take steps to fix the problem.
所以啦，卡奴英文要怎么讲呢？我们就给他这两个字咯 card slaves 那 slave 就解释成为奴隶的意思当然咯不是因为他们真的成为了这个卡的奴隶而是受到这个信用卡的限制好那我们看一下这里的动词 Taiwan has been trying to cope with 这里的 has been trying 是一个现在完成进行式前面的时间副词 for many years 那么看到 for 就想到完成式咯再用一个完成进行式呢就有代表从以前到现在是这个样子将来也会继续的持续我们就可以用这样子的现在完成进行式 cope with 处理应付也可以用 deal with 或是 handle 来代替咯那当我们讲到 so-called 也就是当我们要昵称某一个人给他一个昵称的时候我们就可以讲所谓的那么就是要记住用一个被动的方式 so-called
these card slaves they are people who have maxed out their credit cardsThat means they have used the maximum amount that their credit card will give them. So, for example, if their credit card limit is 10,000 NT maybe, that means, well, whoever's card that is has used 10,000 NT. It's maxed out. Well, they've also people who are unable to pay them back. And now here's the problem.You know, if you need to max out your credit card for something, well, that's not horrible as long as you can give the money back as soon as possible. But people are unable to pay them back, which means return the money that they borrowed from the credit card companies. And this is why we have such a problem.
所以这里的 they 指的就是前面的 card slaves, 这些卡奴呢,是哪些人 who have maxed out their credit cards?Max out 指的呢就是做什么过多所以在这里可以解释成为过度的使用他们的信用卡那刚刚老师有讲啦就是因为他们超过了能够使用的极限 maximum 就是它的极大值 M-A-X-I-M-U-M 而且这些人啊，我们继续用一个 who 的形容词子句 who aren't unable to pay them back， 没有办法把这些债务呢偿清，所以我们就用 pay back。
As of January this year, this just means that this information is from January this year. I could also say as of this morning if we had really recent information, but the information that's going to be given here is from January, and that is the total credit card and cash card debt in Taiwan were NT$493.4 billion,and NT$298.2 billion, respectively. And we use this word respectively, meaning we're comparing them separately. So the credit card debt is the $493.4 billion, and the $298.2 billion is for the cash card debts, and these are two separate reports that are given.
好，这里看到的时间副词 as of January this year.我们可以把它解释成为从今年的一月开始，那么这里的 as of 也可以用 as from 来代替，所以当我们说从现在起，我们就可以说 as of now。 所以这里讲到从今年的一月开始 the total credit card and cash card debts in Taiwan， 这里讲到两种债务，前面讲的是呢这个信用卡的卡债，后面讲的就是我们常说的现金卡，叫做 cash card。 这两种债务啊分别有这么大的数字，后面有个副词叫做 respectively。 respectively 这个字啊跟 respect 一点关系都没有，它跟尊敬没有任何的关系，在中文呢要解释成为分别的个别的，所以这样子来看呢也就是咯，我们前面提到两个东西分开的来看，我们就可以用 respectively。
That's right. Now, if your credit card account is delinquent, if you have a delinquent account, it means you are not paying the money. You're behind in your payments and you're not paying enough money. And it's not good, especially with credit cards, because you get fines and you have to pay more money. Well, the delinquency ratio...though not as high as the 2002 figure of 12%, is currently 7%. So the amount of people that are in delinquent accounts are at 7%, but it's lower than the 2002 figure, so it sounds like whatever the government is doing is working.
所以呢，我们首先来看看这个字 delinquency。 这个字啊，原本解释成为违法或是不道德的行为，不过当我们说 a delinquent account 就是指咯你没有办法还款偿清你的债务，这样的情形我们就可以称为 delinquent account。 那后面的 ratio 指的呢就是比例比率，所以这种欠款的比率呢 though not as high as the 2002 figure of 12%， figure 在这里呢解释成为是一个数字，虽然不像2002年的 12% 这么高， is currently 目前的呢大概是 at 7%.
The government is taking steps to solve Taiwan's serious consumer debt problem. Now the first sentence of this paragraph said that they were trying to cope with the problem, and I said that by coping with it, we take steps to solve the problem, and that's what they're doing here. Step by step, they're trying to fix the problem of Taiwan's consumer debt. And a consumer is somebody who buys things. We are all consumers at some point in the day, because even if we don't buy clothes or a car every day, we have to eat, right?Well, if we're using credit cards, then we're going into debt. We're not using money that's ours. And that's what this consumer debt problem is all about.
好，这里讲到的采取方法措施，我们就可以讲 take steps, 或者是像我们在第一段所提到的 take measures. 所以政府呢，正在采取一些方法 to solve Taiwan's serious consumer debt problem. Consumer 指的当然就是我们这群消费者咯。可以从动词 consume 消耗 C-O-N-S-U-M-E 就可以知道 consumer 解释成为消费者。
Now, people who have lots of debt often file for bankruptcy, which means they tell the government, we cannot pay. and then all of their debt is erased, but it looks really bad for them. Well, it used to be easy, I know in America, to file for bankruptcy, and that's what made people go into debt. They just said, we'll all just file for bankruptcy. But now they're changing these laws, and maybe they're becoming tougher. I'm not sure about here in Taiwan. But they're also doing something else to help these consumers, and that's by cutting in half the annual interest rate. Now, annual means yearly, and interest rate is that money you have to pay to borrow somebody's money to begin with. And maybe that's like 20% a year. And they're trying to cut this in half so that it's easier to pay back the money. And that's just one of the options, or some of the options that are being considered. There are probably other options or other choices to look at that can help people not go into such debt.
所以啦，这里提供的有 two options。首先，第一个就是 changing bankruptcy law。当我们提到 bankruptcy， 指的是名词破产或倒闭。那如果说某人破产的话，我们就可以用这个动词片语啦 ，go bankrupt。那另外一个方式就是 cutting by half the annual interest rate。当然了，这种循环的利息是很重的，所以如果能够减低一半，这里我们用的介系词 by 是一种表示程度。这两个都是不错的选择 options that are being considered by the government， 正是政府所考虑的两个不错的选择。所以希望各位听众呢，在使用信用卡的时候，要注意一下呢，是不是能够 pay off your debts， 可千万不要 run up a debt。前面所说的呢，就是要注意一下是不是能够付清自己的债务，而不要积欠太多的债务了。Okay, that's it for today's English Digest. I'm Tina.
And I'm Matt.
Goodbye.
Bye.